Michael Smoke Podcast. Welcome back. I want to talk about, like I said, relationships, people, you know, single people. Because it's like, it seems like it's like 75% of the world is single right now. And they cool with that. You know, everybody seems like they cool with it. And it almost even seemed like the people that's in relationships wouldn't mind being single. You know what I'm saying? And that's not really a good thing. It's like love is being forced now. Like, it's like people scared to be lonely. Or, you know, once they go single, that single feeling is amazing. Cause it's like, it ain't like, you know, the relationships, it's like constantly stressed. You're constantly thinking about this, you're constantly thinking about that. You constantly thinking about shit, this motherfucker might wake up tomorrow and don't like me no more. You know what I'm saying? You gotta worry about that when it's new. Like when you know, people that's in year 15 and year 12 and shit like that, y'all good. You know what I'm saying? But like if you new dating, or you might have been dealing with this one for 2.5 years or something. You know what I'm saying? Where it's just getting into that chippy part, you know what I'm saying, of the relationship, and it seemed like you just like, then when they end, you like, oh shit, I just wasted all this fucking time, did all this shit, and then boom, this shit over with. You know what I'm saying? Now that person, in a few months, that person will be a stranger to you. You know what I'm saying? Depending on the type of relationship y'all had, 2 to 3 months, that person gonna be a fucking stranger. You know what I'm saying? Especially, now it's depending on how you is. So most motherfuckers hate they ex's guts, period. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I was looking at, if you watch G Herbo interview, we watched G Herbo's interview with Gilly the Kid, and he was like saying the same thing. He's about to have a baby with somebody, you know what I'm saying? But he still got the mind frame of like, you could tell that it's like, that was also like a warning shot to his girl. Like, look, bitch, don't start acting like this and you're going to be gone. You see what I'm saying? Like, see, Moneybagg Yo is an older nigga. You know what I'm saying? He an older nigga. So it's different. It's you know, it's when you different and you really come from, you know, saying the struggle, certain shit don't really bother you. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the point of you know, with Moneybagg. I still, to me personally, feel like their relationship is fake. Like, I feel like they do a lot of spontaneous shit online to let you, to keep alerting you. Like, hey, hello, hey, we still together. Hey, Shaver, hey, we still together. Even though he posted that, we still, you know what I'm saying? So, but I really feel like, well, money, because come on now. Money Man wasn't making up what he was talking about. He was talking about the two head motherfuckers, Quavo, Swale, or Sweetie, and Moneybagg Yo, Ari. You know what I'm saying? Now, they was the one, if you notice, neither one of them really had shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Remember, I always say that Quavo really had nothing going on. The Migos was kind of like, you know, they just now starting. They're like, oh, okay, yeah, we waiting on that Migos album. You know what I'm saying? It's now, it's like, you know, sometimes it's about the timing. You know what I'm saying? The timing is right now. You know what I'm saying? It's time for the Migos to get back on top. You know what I'm saying? And now, so you know, so what that mean? The fake ass girl gotta go. You see? She has to go now. But I seen another person, Alvin Kamari, running back for the Saints. Some motherfucking multi-millionaire. You know what I'm saying? He said in an interview that he hasn't even touched his NFL money. This motherfucker tight as shit. High draft pick. About to hold out last year. Unless they made him an even richer motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Vicious ass nigga. He can go anywhere in the world. Any team he want. Any team that he had came available, it would be a bidding war for him. So this motherfucker is filthy rich. He also is, I think he's also signed a QC. He signed a QC as an athlete. So he got QC in his business. So you know he making money in endorsements and shit like that with them. And his thing is, I'm only putting up with the attitudes of my mom and my sister. Now, who him tweeting that, who is he talking to? He talking to a damn female. He ain't talking to, he would say that if he was talking about a boss or some, you know what I'm saying? Or if he was talking about a boss or a player or something on the job, he would say like, my girl, my mom, and my sister. That's what they letting you know. Those are the two women those are the two women in your life, women in your life that have no barn, and you will put up with whatever it takes to make them happy. And that's your mother and your sisters. You know what I'm saying? Nothing comes now. Of course, your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, they come close to that, but you know what I'm saying? They gotta be pretty fucking special. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying all this to say, like, it ain't just a few motherfuckers. It ain't just a few motherfuckers that don't have a relationship, and you looking at them like, oh shit, man, you still single? Like, you know what I'm saying? That ain't, stop looking at people crazy because they single. Like, nigga, this world, this shit is different. This shit is set up where, like, it's actually set up for a nigga to be single. You know what I'm saying? You're hearing it from rich people. People that don't have no problem in the world that can get any girl that they want. You hearing it from them. They telling you like, oh yeah, nah, I wouldn't be in a relationship with him. You know what I'm saying? He can get anybody in the world, any girl they want. You know, because the attitude and the entitlement, you know what I'm saying? It's like, so many females. Sorry about that. But yeah, like so many females have this entitlement to what it is. Like I was talking to a dude the other day and I thought I felt like I was the only one that felt like this, and we were like, I'm a big dude, but he wasn't, and I was telling him, I was like, damn, young, I was like, you know, as a big dude, I know that I got a certain shit or a certain, the certain kind of look of a female that I really want. I may not get it because of my situation, so I have to, you know what I'm saying, be respectful and go for what I go for, you know, so go what I can get, and woo-woo. And, but I was like, man, when you cross over and you start messing with the, you know, like the big joints and shit like that, they mind frame is as if like they fucking Rihanna or something. You know what I'm saying? You dealing with a big ass, big buffalo wing bitch, and she acting like she fucking Beyonce. And you like, damn, and that's because, you know, all of this, the confidence thing, confidence is key, the Lizzo shit, like, you know what I'm saying, like the Kevin Samuels, anybody that's big as hell, and they able to take a picture, and, you know, we just calling it thick as peanut butter, you know what I'm saying, and really it's like, whoa, come on now, stop playing, like, you, what is really so, like, just, You're a big ass woman, so of course your ass is gonna be big as hell too. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, I'm a very humble person in that department, you know, and I feel like we all should be that would make for better relationships, you know what I'm saying? And but females not like, you know, it don't matter. It's like it don't matter what a female look like, she feel like she deserve this, and that. And she ain't got to do this, that. And she gonna talk back to you and this, that. And she gonna text other motherfuckers this, that. You know what I mean? Or she gonna go with her friends and this, that. And she gonna get on Twitter and she gonna tweet this, that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you just supposed to sit back and just be like I seen a tweet the other day. I love a nigga who let me stress him out and still love me. Why do you need a nigga to let you stress him out? Why? Why not no stress? and the stress they be talking about, that shit really be stress. And then sometimes it's just like a rubber band. You pulling and pull and pull and pull, and then pop. And then that's when you get cheated on. Or that's when, oh, you know what? I'm about to start doing this. Or I ain't about to, you know what I'm saying? Because a motherfucker get tired. Like, you have a long journey. You have a long, relationships are supposed to be long journeys. So y'all can't. It's like people want to be entitled so quick. Like the first date, like they say the first date, you know, I'm one of them niggas that has no problem paying. I could pay for every date. But it's like, with this generation now, it's like, they looking to see like how much, oh shit, is he a 70? Then you got certain niggas, you know, that brag about that too. Oh shit, fuck a lunch, fuck a dinner under 100. What the fuck, nigga? We spending 200 over here. We spending 300 over here. And that's cool. Like I said, that's cool if you got it. That's cool if you got it. But everybody ain't fucking got it. Everybody ain't got $300 to spend. You know what I'm saying? So it's like relationships and all that kind of shit is all based off money right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you able to buy a bitch a Brazilian? Are you able to buy a bitch a Burt purse? You know, are you able to get them you know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of them is built on that shit right now. Like, what can you, you know what I mean? Like, or there's a certain lineup of shoes that you need to be wearing for you to be considered, you know, one of them dudes. You know what I'm saying? If you just clean right now, that's basic. You know what I'm saying? You could just be clean, and you know what I'm saying? You get through. Now that's basic. You're basic. Step your money up. You need to get some money. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, like, I don't know what it's gonna take, you know, but like I said, it's almost over with. Like, for me, if you ask me, it's over with, because it's just like when you look at motherfuckers' Instagram, like, very few. I ain't gonna say very few. Like, I'm gonna say like a little under. It's definitely under half. Under half of women, you go to their Instagram, it's like you can see everything. Like these big model bitches. Like slim niggas can go. Like, what's her name? I think her name Chinese Kitty or something. And I went to her page. She got this one joint where she was doing something, and it's like she was doing something, and her pants moved, and like her whole ass fell out. And like, you know, and you know, she fat as a motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that shit was like looking good as shit. Like, god damn, you know what I mean? And it was like she still posted that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, now, when you get with a nigga and shit like that, like, you don't really want to see. You see what I'm saying? Or better yet, a nigga that want to be with her can look at that and be like, nah. You see what I'm saying? And that's the reason why your shit not working. Because you decide that you want to, you love, like, the ones that you see talking all this shit about stressing and relationships and having all these problems, I bet you go on their page, they got lingerie sets where they done posted naked. They got some pictures where it's just an ass pic, no bra, they just turned around. Like, what? That's the problem, boo. That's the problem. That's the reason why ain't a nigga not taking you serious, or a nigga doing what the fuck he want to do with you. Like, that, like, I even noticed one broad on Facebook, she be having Cash at me on her shit. But every other day, she talking about how a nigga fucking her, and a nigga mad, niggas getting mad because you made him come quick and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how motherfuckers be on Facebook and they be speaking, you know they talking about something that currently just happened, for real. You know, sometimes motherfuckers be bluffing, but you know with certain broads, you know, they talking about something that really just happened. And he talking about a nigga that just hit him, and oh, niggas come quick and get mad at me. But then you expect, then you have pictures talking about Cash App, and you expect a nigga to come approach you and take you on a motherfucking 60 to, oh, well, fuck that, 60, 80 to $200 date, when, bitch, you showing your ass to anybody that can look on your Facebook story. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing about us, a nigga can maybe talk and say whatever he want, but nigga, we ain't motherfucking on no damn posting pics to try to allure motherfuckers in. That's one thing a nigga can't do. I mean, you know, if we do, it's just gonna be off a nigga facing his body. And ain't no nigga, niggas ain't posting meat shots on the, you know, on the main screen. You know, it's some motherfuckers doing that wild shit, you know what I mean, or whatever, you know, but I'm pretty sure they got them a lineup before they, you know, to do that, or that's how they trying to help them get the lineup, because y'all are simple like that, you know what I'm saying. It's a certain thing, you can flash some money or flash some, you know what I'm saying, some of that, and then, oh yeah, here they come, you know what I'm saying. But it's a little more different with dudes. It's a little more different, you know what I'm saying? It's with ones that's gonna respect you. Now, you know, not everybody, certain motherfuckers is different, but a person it's a certain kind of way that, you know, people gonna be for the ones that they like. Just like, you know, I know a female, I think she married, and you know, she posts a lot of pictures. Not one time do you see her taking a picture where she trying to pull her clothes to the corner so you can see how fat her ass is in her work pants. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not once. And them the females that you like, but it be the ones that do shit like that. Like what does Facebook need to see a picture of you fresh out the shower you just put your little drawers on? Like, what does Facebook need to see that for? Like, you see what I'm saying? Why don't those pictures go? Dude, like I said, now I love to see that. We love to see it. We love to see it. And like I said, and another thing, confidence is crushed by females. Their confidence is crushed. Like, I know some young girls, you know, some females, you know, not even 25, that they scared to even come outside if they hair not done, or they not even going to nowhere, no event unless they hair done, because they not even comfortable. They not even comfortable in their own skin. And then it forces motherfuckers to go out and pay all this money, get these big fat asses, and then now you feel like, oh, you worth this because your ass look like this. You paid for this ass. So, and I seen somebody saying it was like a comment joke. It was basically like encouraging people to get, like, it was basically encouraging girls to go get their ass done. It was like, boo, it was like, and there was a lot of comments like, baby, go get you, I'm telling you right now, boo. Go get your ass done. It's going to be the best thing you ever done. Get your ass done, boo. I promise you. You're going to love it. It's everything that, like it was one joke they was having. Oh, yeah, it was on Maddie Moorbuck's page. They was having a debate. She was like, they were having a debate. And the debate was basically, save for you a house, or get ready to buy you a house, or be working towards buying you a house, or buy you an ass, and then everything else gonna follow with that fat ass. What? That's the shit you preaching? Just cause you got a fat ass on that. So basically what they saying is, like, get you a fat ass, you're gonna get more endorsements, you gonna fuck around and get a baller, and he fuck around, put you on, and fuck around, do like SWAT. Like you say, what a nigga, you woke up and a nigga gave her like $8 million because he was sorry. You see what I'm saying? Like that's what they saying. Like if you got a vicious ass body, you see what I'm saying? And then see so, and then when they, and then once they get that body, that takes their mind to another level. So it's like once it, so like it's like read me personally. I already know I could never get a bitch with that paid for an ass because there's no way that they would be with a regular nigga that paid. You know what I'm saying? Like if they done bought their ass, bought them titties. That's why a lot of them go strip after that because they like shit. I need to go ahead and get that money back, bro. It's this girl. I think her name is Queen Pri. I think she's from Chicago. Cause I see her. She be with Vaughn's sister a lot. King Vaughn's sister a lot. And in my mind, she has to be like top five of the prettiest women I've ever seen in my life. Like. And, you know, it's just like everything is perfect on her. It's like her tattoos. Her tattoos are just perfect. You know what I'm saying? And they're like big tattoo, big dark. She brown, real brown skin. And she got like dark tattoos, like right above her belly and between her titties and down her legs. Like she got a whole lot of tats. And, you know, and then when she turn around, you look at her ass, you like, young. Like, but that's how I know that it's fake. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, nah, you're almost too perfect. You know what I'm saying? It look like she got her lips and her ass done. Like, it's like, you're too perfect. So deep down inside your self-esteem, you wasn't bad enough. You wasn't bad enough yourself, so you had to go get, you know what I'm saying? And then right then and there, that takes her from who she is to the supermodel of, you see what I'm saying? And now, oh shit, the only thing she can't fuck with nobody but Lil Durk. You know what I'm saying? She need her a motherfucking Quando Rondo. He gotta have that kind of money at least. To, you know, to deal with her because she done paid for the ass and now she's stripping and she making this kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I seen it, man. I done seen females that, you know, they was regular bras. They was really doing it. They was really selling that pussy to eat. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened. They sold so much pussy and had so much fun. They ate themselves into like big girls now. Now they working security. You see what I'm saying? Because they didn't, you know, they really was doing it for, they was really just trying to get out of the situation that they was in. You know what I'm saying? They didn't, you know, so, you know, I seen it happen on, you know, on both ways. You know, so, you know, still salute to that person for, you know, that person for getting their ass done and, you know, and bossing up and becoming who she is. But like I said, man, like, you can't skip steps and then look for a guy to be on. Like you like, because you got your ass done and your titties done, now you've put yourself onto a doctor's level. Now you're looking eye to eye with doctors, like thinking, oh yeah, only type of niggas I'm dealing with is doctors. But it's like whole time your shit, you got up there on some fake shit. You know what I'm saying? Some money and skip the line. So that's why there's never any real connection, because the like two doctor motherfuckers, they can make it and have kids and get married and woo, they may fall out later on. That's where the Kevin Samuel nigga comes into play. That's the shit basically he be talking about. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't listen to all this shit or whatever. But majority of what he's saying is like, you put y'all want to get onto, y'all want a man on this level, but y'all don't even do the work to get onto that level. You know what I'm saying? And because you want to look down on the ones, the dudes that's on your level, but for real, baby, that's going to be your best relationship. Somebody that's right there eye to eye with you, y'all struggling to, you know what I'm saying? But you want to get with a nigga that got all this bread and you just good pussy and ass and baggage. That's all you bring to the table. Some good ass pussy and some good head. You can suck dick long, like, you know what I'm saying? That's all you bringing. That's all you bringing to the table. But and this nigga motherfucking got, this nigga bringing in $250,000 a year and shit. And got meetings all motherfucking day. Shit, nigga, hell yeah, nigga. That's of course he with you for that. You know what I'm saying? You ain't coming up, you ain't on shit for her. You know what I'm saying? And pretty soon it'll come to the light, nigga be done had a baby on you or something, because they done realize, like, man, who is this bitch? Nigga, I done made this bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know, so stop using money. Like, you know how to pick a nigga. Like, you know, pick the drive of where the nigga going. Like, don't, you know, like that. And then you will see, like, okay, well, then with his ambition, I can get on him and turn him into, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But y'all wanna, if you're looking for if money is the root to why you like, oh, I'm gonna deal with him because he getting money, then You're just gonna be a piece of me. I'm sorry, because money, just like on both ends, like with the females, all the females that you saying that you see saying all that vicious shit, fuck niggas. I don't know what I need a nigga for. I ain't seen a nigga I need. All of the ones that saying that, they selling asses. They selling ass, shaking ass, selling pussy. So they getting a whole bunch of money. They go down Atlanta and make 10-15,000, depending on, you know, like, what's the Lola bra, the one that with the fat ass. I think she from here, but she be going down Atlanta. She from Atlanta, but she be coming up here. And she got the song with Big Flock, Miss, I think her name like Miss Jolie or something. She called herself Mother, something like that. Mother Pep, something like that. You know, I think, you know, so she was on the DMV Hoods and News, Joe, and she got the real kind of, like, you could tell her butt fake, but, you know, she talk a lot of big cash shit, you know, big ass lips, talk a lot of, I think, like I said, I think her name was like Miss Jovi or some shit like that. And she talk a lot of big shit, but it's because, yeah, you shaking ass, getting motherfucking $2,000-$4,000 a night. You know what I'm saying? Then you never know. They let shit, you know, these bitches, man, they let one or two niggas fuck for fucking $2,000 or something. A nigga give them $1,000 to suck them off in the back room. You know what I'm saying? That shit is a hustle. That stripping shit is a hustle. It ain't just them shaking ass on stage and getting the money and going home. They got the back door shit, nigga. You can book them, get their number, call them later on and meet them at the 7-Eleven. Then y'all go to a hotel and you pay another $3,000 to fuck her. You know what I'm saying? So them motherfuckers be rich. So that's why they feel like, in their mind, they feel like they doctors or they bosses, because they conducting all type of, like, should I get my grind on? But really, all it is you really just selling ass. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and that shit fucking the world up, man. That shit fucking the world up, bro. That shit fucking the world up, because it's like, you know, why you think you see all the ballers dealing with the same bros? Because it's his turn now. You see what I'm saying? It's his turn now. Like, everybody can't be an Ari, man. Stop trying to be an Ari. Like, you know, focus on being that quiet, not necessarily quiet, but just focus on being that person that's about herself and about the people that love her. Like, you know, a lot of females got that fuck you attitude. They got the attitude so quick, and, you know, and, you know, that attitude only gets you but so far. that attitude really have people around you fake, because for real, they don't like that shit. They don't like you acting like that. And what happens is, they end up exposing themselves. You know what I'm saying? Because they fake. They don't really want to. They don't really fuck with you. They around because it ain't been nothing serious enough to go. So soon as something serious happened, or not even that, like medium serious, they gone, because they've been looking for a reason to get away from you because they don't like how you act. And then once you give them that reason, they gone. You're like, damn, why I ain't got no friends? You see what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers is still clicked up and tight, because I'm learning a part of friendship is taking bullshit from people. You know what I'm saying? But in a relationship, that shit get different. You know, the more and more bullshit, the more and more motherfuckers start to stray away. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, stop making money and purses and shit a priority. Buy your own motherfucking purses. You know what I'm saying? Be with a man for what's in his heart, what he can do for you, and how he gonna be there for you, you know, on them rainy days. You know what I'm saying? What's up?